Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Wednesday, 14th of December, 2022, and I'm Andrew Carter with the news. Poland appears to be a step closer to unblocking billions of euros in EU funds that have been caught in a row over judicial independence. Yesterday, EU commissioners accepted that proposed changes to Poland's law on the Supreme Court would meet the so-called rule of law milestones. In turn, this paves the way to payment of 23.9 billion euros in EU grants under the National Reconstruction Plan. One of the key proposed changes is that disciplinary cases against judges would be heard by the Supreme Administrative Court, instead of the Chamber of Professional Responsibility as at present. Poland's European Affairs Minister, Szymon Szynkowski-Belsek, said that the draft legal amendments will be submitted to Parliament probably today. Parliamentarians have observed a minute's silence in memory of Poland's only astronaut, Mirosław Hermaszewski, who died on Monday. Hermaszewski flew into space in June 1978 aboard a Soviet Soyuz spacecraft. 2 days after launch, the craft connected with the Salyut 6 space station, and after 8 days it returned to Earth, landing on the steppes of Kazakhstan. Hermaszewski, together with other crew, circled Earth a total of 126 times during the mission. During tributes paid in the Polish parliament yesterday, he was called one of the most famous Poles in the world. He passed away on Monday in a Warsaw hospital at 81 years old. A Polish foundation has launched an appeal which aims to send a flashlight to every Ukrainian child this Christmas. The president of the Uniters Foundation, Halina Andruszkow, said that the organization wants to collect 4.5 million flashlights to send as both practical aids and symbols of hope. Almost 40% of Ukraine's energy infrastructure is reported to have been destroyed by Russian bombing, leaving huge parts of the population without light and heat. The campaign, called Christmas Without Dad, accepts both money and actual flashlights. In Gdansk, the lights can be delivered in person to the city council offices at the new town hall on Wał Jagiellońskie until the 31st of December. The foundation aims to start delivering the gifts around the front line in the east of Ukraine and then to move westward, in time for the Ukrainian Christmas celebrations on the 7th of January. A Gdansk medical student has become the youngest doctor in Poland at the age of 23. Wojciech Nazar has been awarded his doctoral degree during the fifth year of his medical studies at the Medical University of Gdansk, after defending his dissertation on air pollution in Poland. Nazar, who was born in 1999, is only the fifth person in Poland to obtain a doctoral degree before graduation. His academic supervisor, Professor Marek Niedoszytko, said that he had shown great independence and creativity in his scientific work. Dr. Nazar said that obtaining the degree at such an early stage of his career gives him strength for further scientific work. In future, he intends to focus on using artificial intelligence to improve health treatment choices for patients.
The weather.
There will be some sunshine to accompany the very cold weather today in Gdansk, with skies clearing gradually throughout the day and a high of minus 3 degrees Celsius, 26 Fahrenheit. Winds will be light from the southwest. The overnight low tonight will be around minus 8 degrees Celsius, 17 Fahrenheit, with a similar weather picture for tomorrow and through the rest of the week. You've been listening to the Radio Gdansk English Service News and Weather.